am Frank Beza for the Smithers Oasis Idea Channel, and I wanted to touch base a little bit today to talk about the Gen Y generation or the younger people. We tend to not necessarily think about them in our floral stores. We're used to doing traditional things often, and it's a whole segment of our market that I think that we can pick up by doing just a few different unusual things that we might not necessarily think about. And we have a few examples of this here today, but don't forget that generation grew up with computers, iPods, the internet, things that we might not have grown up with. And we generally see these people liking bold colors, bright things, and that really translates into the floral market as well. I mean, examples of that, they really love Gerber daisies. That's probably the number one flower that has been pulled for that generation. The younger people like new and different things. And tulips might be an example that you might want to do for Valentine's Day, or different colored roses for a change rather than the traditional red, but switch it up a little bit. You can use embellishments or different things in your store that are really gonna give that Gen Y or younger generation a super view of our industry that they might not necessarily see. Don't forget to Facebook things that you do, take photographs of it, have examples in your store that they can see and talk about with their friends. And if anybody's talking about you, hopefully it's a good thing and you really can garnish business that way. So I wanna give you a few examples of things you just might wanna try in your store for Valentine's Day to bring out that generation and make your things a little bit different. The first thing you might try is a different form. This is a heart shape, and it's made with an oasis heart form at the bottom of the piece, but there's a wire collar, a loamy collar that's been formed into a heart and just a few flowers pushed into it. And it really makes something fun and interesting. You might want to try something different, like say, use this for an engagement. If you have somebody that is looking for a particular something that they might want to present to their significant other for an engagement, this would be a perfect thing to tie a ring into to present to them. What a fun, interesting thing to have in the cooler. Just a few calla lilies that are tied together with a little bit of bind-it tape and a little bit of angel hair, with nothing more than a few mega beads that really hold the whole piece together, and it's placed in a simple vase. It's really clean, unique lines, and again, exactly what I was talking about. The calla lilies are a really hot item for weddings, and why not bring them into Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or so forth, and a few of them bound together makes a really great statement. This is a great example of something that you may have in your store that would be a keepsake item for somebody to purchase and put flowers in throughout the year. And this is nothing more than a grande cylinder with a small bud vase in the center of it that you can place the water in. So you really don't have to get the water in the wire. Not that would really matter, but it really makes it much cleaner and neater. And you can place the flowers in this bud vase. But nothing more than a loamy collar, a little bit of diamond wire, and mega beads that are artistically placed in a vase. And it just makes something really interesting and fun to correspond with the flowers that you're going to put in the vase. This is an essentials container, which the colors have been recently updated. Now we have a really great yellow, real current green, and also a red. And this is nothing more than some tulips, but the really cool aspect of this arrangement is we have this really great dynamic line. Instead of a static up and down or horizontal line, we're able to take these mendolino sticks and bend them into a really interesting, unique shape. And it's modern, it's cool, it's hip with the tulips, something different, but it's just something that doesn't take a lot of effort and a lot of work. This arrangement is nothing more than a dozen roses that I put in this essentials container, and I've used a block of Max Life foam, which is going to really make the flowers last a really long time. And I've used some, again, mendolino sticks that are giving me a little bit more of a static line, sort of a obelisk shape here, and a little bit of moss, a little bit of myrtle. There's not a whole lot to this arrangement, but a few things that we can do to really give it a little panache and spice it up for the Gen Y generation is maybe some mega beads. If we took a few pieces of mega beads, and again, you want to cost these out really carefully to make sure that you're adding that to your cost of goods, but we'll take a little bit at the top here and just wrap it around. A little bling never hurt anything, right? And a piece at the bottom that I put a couple of picks around. And there's nothing there's no template for this. Just wrap it around and I guarantee it's going to look really great. Just the simple embellishment really takes it to a different place, and this is really going to appeal to somebody that's looking for something a little bit different, something a little bit unique and out of the ordinary. and mixing red and pink is a real great fresh way to go. I'm Frank Faza from the Smithers Oasis Idea Channel, and I hope I've given you some ideas today on how to bring the Generation Y into your store and make their flower purchasing a pleasant experience.